The Aliyah today of Chamishi is the Aliyah. We're in the middle of the Parshat Moedim. So yesterday it was sort of like shooting fish in the barrel, as it were, to talk about Svirat HaOmer. Who really wants to talk about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in the middle of Svirat HaOmer, on the 26th day of the Omer? Where are we thinking about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? But yet, that's the Aliyah. The Torah talks about Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Daber Bnei Yisrael Lemor B'Chodesh HaShvi'i B'Echad L'Chodesh Yeh Lachem Shabbaton Zichron Tura Mikra Kodesh. So I just want to say something very quickly about Rosh Hashanah. There is no, as you all know, when it comes to Malchiot, Zichronot, and Shofrot, the three primary tefillot of Rosh Hashanah, so there is no mention in the Torah of the notion of Malchiot. You could talk about Shofarot, after all, there's Zichron Teruah, there's Yom Teruah in Parshat Pinchas. When it comes to Zichronot, you have Zichron Teruah, and I'm not going to talk about the concepts per se right now, but Malchiot doesn't appear. And the Gemara is bothered by this. And the Gemara says, you know where Malchiot appears? There's a machloket, but I'll just quote Shitat Rebbe. Rebbe says, Rebbe Omer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, uvachodesh hashvi'i. If I look at the previous pasuk, the last pasuk of Rivi'i, getting back to Svirat HaOmer, uvukutzrichem mekitziratzichem lo techale pa'at tzadcha bekutzrecha v'leka kitzircha lo telaket la'ani v'lager ta'azov otam ani Hashem Elokeichem. When you reap the harvest of the land, you shall not remove completely the corners of your field, peah, and you shall not gather the gleanings of your harvest, leket. For the poor and the ger shall you leave them, I am Hashem, your God. The end of the pasuk, I am Hashem, your God, that's Malchiyot. And immediately afterwards, you have Zichron Teruah. So if you take a look at it, Rabbi seems to be just sort of grasping for straws. Right, he's saying, okay, I need to find something that talks about Malchiyot. I look at the previous pasuk, and I got it. But I think that what Rebbe is trying to say is something much deeper than that. First of all, where is the pasuk? Meaning, what is the pasuk speaking about? The pasuk is speaking about giving matanot le'evyonim. It's talking about leket shechecha and peyah. Uvekutzrichem, when you gather your grain, when you are harvesting, when you are feeling the flush of wealth, then realize, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Realize that it belongs not to you, it belongs to me. I am the Melech, and that's what you have to give. And Rebbe says, a person who has that feeling all year long, so then he can come before God on Rosh Hashanah and say, Zichronot. And then he can be remembered in front of God. But it goes even deeper than that. The Ramban on that pasuk of Avukutzrichem, the Ramban says that the Ktzirat HaOmer, the Ktzirah is not referring to a general harvest, it's referring to that first harvest of the Ktzirat HaOmer. It's referring to the first harvest at Pesach when you brought the Korban HaOmer. And the field that was used for the Korban HaOmer, that field also has to have leket, shechecha, and peah. Because you might say, you know what, I'm involved with the avodah of God, so I don't have to worry about anyone else. This is the field of God. This is the field that's going to the Beit HaMikdash. This harvest is going to a korban. I don't have to give leket, shechecha, and peah from this. Ramban says, no. That's exactly where the Torah says you should give it. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem your God who cares about the Ani, who cares about the Evyon, who cares about the Ger and the Almana. And you have to care about it as well, especially when you're involved in your Avodat Hashem. If you lose sight of the other when you're involved in your Avodah, then your Avodah isn't worthy of being an Avodah. And then you cannot, Rabbi, going back to the Braita, in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, then you cannot be worthy of the zichronot that you so desperately hope for on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not just something, the Yamim Noraim is not just something that pops up in Tishrei. Yamim Noraim are things that we work through the entire year. From the time that we begin the planting until through the harvest that we do. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and only then, Uvachodesh Hashvi'i. Have a wonderful day.